This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I love that Sacred Heart clip.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize.
Okay. A lot of people saying.
I just love it.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
I use that one a lot at the house. Right. I tell the BTJ that, you know, a lot.
A lot of people.
Like the, you know, I'll come home and like dinner will be a little bit late. And I'm like, you know, word on the street is a lot of people saying you're slipping. Usually ends up me getting punched, but I'm a big fan. A lot of people. Hey, I'm just telling you what I heard.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
The delivery is so good.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's delivered in a way it's like, well, I don't know, I don't really know, but I tell you what.
And it's like a prankster fan looming over a field mic. So it's especially impressive.
Your whole school has diarrhea. A
lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize.
So good.
May 30, 2025, time for In the News. I'm your News Man. Hello, thank you. Brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Mint Julep Day.
Yeah.
Have you had a little mint julep?
Well, I couldn't tell you the last time I had one. They're delightful.
I love a mint julep.
They are very good.
The key is you got to take the mint and you crush it.
Yeah. You have to slap it.
Muddle it.
Yeah.
Get it, release the menthol.
It is also National Creativity Day.
There you go. Go be creative.
Who needs that?
Imagination.
So I have some spelling for you.
Okay.
I know you're not not keen on the grammar.
No. Today was the 100th annual script spelling bee.
Yeah. You were going to tell us what was the
winning... We can maybe get into that in the club.
Oh, okay.
If you want to try to spell the winning word.
Yeah, we'll try later. I'm sure we'll be able to spell it. But
Some of those words, dude, those things are the most...
Boy.
Horrifying things in the world.
In honor of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, worldunscrambler.pro, which is an online resource for wordsmiths and Scrabble enthusiasts,
okay,
put together the list of America's most misspelled words. And they did Google searches, because, you know, you always do, like, the how to spell.
Oh, absolutely. So, I don't even do how. I just start typing and get close enough, and then I'm like, oh, that's what it is.
The word? Yeah. See, I always say, how do you spell something?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they were looking at. They were looking at Google searches by state for that phrase. Like, how do you spell X, Y, or Z?
I cannot spell something without writing it down.
Okay.
Like, because I'm assuming you're going to give me a word here. Me trying to spell something in my head, it's not going to happen. But if I write it down on paper, I don't know why, but, like, I can picture it better.
Well, none of these are all that hard, but they're just the tricky words, you know?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I get...
The tricky ones?
Like, I want to say, like, necessary will get me.
Yeah.
Business gets me sometimes, where I'm, like, typing in the phone. I'm like, wait, I misspelled that? And then you're, like, looking down.
So the most misspelled word in Oregon is?
I'm going to say, like, Willamette or something, like, I don't know. Like, what else do we have that's weird here? Cooch? Couch?
Business.
Business, yeah.
Most misspelled word in Oregon.
Yeah.
Business.
Business, that's what I said. That was one of mine. Like, business would give me.
The most misspelled word in Washington.
Restaurant.
See, restaurant's a tricky one for a lot of people.
Butcher that.
Appreciation.
Oh, yeah. We're not even going to make that.
We're
not going to make that attempt. Neighbor will get me a time or two.
So here are the most misspelled words in Merca. Number 10, restaurant. Number 9, favorite.
Okay.
Number 8, business.
Yeah.
Number 7, neighbor.
Yeah, hey, see? So basically all the words that I can't spell, everyone else, that makes me feel somewhat better about my illiterate nature.
Number 6, gorgeous.
Huh. Okay, I don't ever...
I think the E throws people off in that one.
So that is like what? G-O-R-G...
E.
Is it... Yeah, E and then O-U-S?
Yes.
All right.
Number 5, through.
Through. Is that T-H-R-O-U-G-H?
That's correct. Number 4 is believe. Number 3 is necessary. Number 2, separate. And the most misspelled word in Merca.
I'll tell you right now, if you asked me to spell necessary to save your life, I would apologize to your wife.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely not spelling definitely.
Definitely is a tricky one. But it's DefInitely.
I'm not getting that.
Very difficult.
That's not happening. You ever have it where not even spell check knows? Like, the one that depresses me when spell check doesn't even know what I'm trying to spell.
That means you have so badly butchered it that it doesn't even recognize it as close?
Yep. That's the one where it offends me. Because I'll, like, again, I'll be trying to spell something. I'm like, I know this isn't right, but I'll just get it close enough. And then spell check just looks at me, like, with shame and disgust. And they're like, yeah.
We don't even know what you're...
Or it gives me like 3 other words that are in no way what I'm going for. I'm like, I'm so wrong that you've now just moved on to other words. That's, I'm not going to lie. That one hurts me a little bit.
Hurting yourself.
I know, but I'm a bit embarrassed when that happens. Like, ah. And I don't know if anyone else has done this, but I, the ultimate shame is, so I'll try to respell it to get it close enough to get it. And if that happens again, where it still doesn't know what I'm trying to spell, I will just change the word. I will use a different word that is easier to spell. I'll just give up on necessary. I'm like, you don't know that I'm trying to get necessary. Cool. We're moving on to something else.
No one will know.
No.
Yeah. Let's go with required.
Yeah. Or I will also do this one sometimes. I'll just do the voice text. I'll be like, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and throw
this. I love that voice text.
Yeah, and then it just spells it out. You're like, oh.
Voice text is great.
Yeah.
Where has that been all our lives? You know?
Dude, sometimes, though, when you got to be careful because you'll voice text, you better proofread that. Because sometimes you look down, you're like, that's not what I was trying to say.
All right, what do you have to plan ahead for this weekend? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.